Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Government shutdown, economic recession, threats of economic depression. In times like these, our hearts can be swayed to and fro, and for good reason. The stress, the uncertainty, all come to bear at moments when we begin to wonder what our futures will be like. During such moments, it often helps when God brings certain leaders whom He has set apart, those whom He has trained financially, but also those who come at finances and the challenges therein, who look through the lens from a biblical perspective. Ah, the foundations of God and His Word in the face of our most difficult and trying times financially. Today we have a special opportunity to listen to our dear guest. He's hosted his own financial radio talk show called Knowing the Economy of God on our sister station, KKLA 99.5 FM Los Angeles, from which the programs can be listened to and online through their radio program ministry. During his career, he's hosted a radio program on KKLA called Financial Strategies and did a daily morning business report on KIEV 870 AM. Tom Meglia's financial credentials include the following. He has his Master's of Science in Financial Services from the American College, Bryn Mawr, in Pennsylvania. His AEP is accredited estate planner. His CHFC, he's a chartered financial consultant, CLU, a chartered life underwriter, and investment advisor representative with Stockbridge Financial Services, LLC. He has a Bachelor of Science degree in business administration from Cal Poly Pomona and is an adjunct faculty professor for the School of Business at Azusa Pacific University and Biola University. Tom began his professional financial services career in 1979, serving as manager and senior vice president for major investment houses before founding Meglia Financial Consulting, which you will hear much more about. Now, as we speak about finances, money, as we speak about stresses and strains that come because of what we're dealing with, going through today, we pause to remind you at the beginning of our show that the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know that in the midst of or in spite of overwhelming financial burdens, there is always hope in Christ, no matter what you're going through, no matter how much of a toll it's taken on your relationships or you at work. Christ died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again. And the living Christ calls you today. The living Christ sends our dear friend, Tom Meglia, to join us in this special program together. Tom, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for having me. How are you today?
I'm blessed, and I'm especially touched that the Lord would allow us to have this time together. Tom, where did you grow up?
I grew up, Danny, in Arcadia, California, and that was in 1956. And unlike Hawaii, we had a lot of smog at the time.
Mm-hmm.
and it was just a pretty unhealthful area back in the 60s. But, you know, hot and smoggy in the summer. The winters were pretty, you know. And I'm still in Southern California in La Vergne, which is about 20 miles east of Arcadia, and doing the same thing I've done for 35 years, trying to get out the word of God in the area of finances and stewardship and trying to love God and love others. And I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey. You're catching me like yourself, Danny, and many others. We're on a journey. Today is a snapshot of the movie that each of us are as children of God. And we're all on a journey, different journeys, but a journey nevertheless.
I like the way you put it, a snapshot, as part of something much bigger. In your journey, who would you say, Tom, influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, I would say the person that influenced me most in my growing up years was an astrophysicist from Jet Propulsion Laboratory, a NASA facility in the Pasadena, La Cañada area. His name is Dr. Hugh Ross, Danny, and he is an astrophysicist, apologist, evangelist, who helped lead me out of a mainline religion where legalism was the main thing. It was about me. And then over to grace through faith, Ephesians 2:8-9. And I became a born-again Christian. He brought me to Christ out of a mainstream, mainline religion. And he influenced me because of what he did. God used him to alter my path, alter my course, alter the journey I was on. And he helped me see the scripture of Ephesians 2:8-9 that talks about by grace are we saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. And he helped me. He helped me a lot. And this man is an incredible man, Danny. You should have him on your show someday. He founded a ministry called Reasons to Believe. His website is reasons.org in Glendora, California. And his whole goal 40 years ago was to disprove every religion on earth as false, everything. And the only one he couldn't prove false was Christianity, and he converted himself. And now he's leading others to Christ, many, many people, atheists, engineering types, those that want proof, that kind of thing. He altered my life, Danny.
You know, there's really a lot to say when God touches the heart of a person with an ingenious capacity, a brilliance that, you know, can only be, well, we would say, those things, you know, they're gifts from the Lord. But when God somehow touches a person like Hugh Ross, and, you know, his name, and I'm at least in apologetic circles, and I know in many other circles, it's a legendary name, really. He's a living legend. And so even when you talk about the way that he has been used by God to touch you and influence you, it sort of takes me aback a while. Tom, you got to hang out with a guy like Hugh Ross. So what was it that Hugh spoke to you about? You mentioned Ephesians 2:8-9. We read that passage, but what did it mean to you when he explained things to you about grace in the context of mainline legalism?
What it meant to me, Danny, was it wasn't my works, it wasn't my achievements, it wasn't my accomplishments, and I'm glad for that, because I sin, I fall short, I blow it, I make mistakes, I mess up. I'm so glad, looking back, that it wasn't on me to gain my salvation through myself. I'm so glad it wasn't, because I wouldn't have wanted that. I mean, Romans 3:23 says, all have fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody's a sinner, and grace is a gift. And I received Jesus Christ's gift. I want the gift. You can't buy the gift, earn it, work for it, achieve it. If we could, that would dilute in some way Jesus' great atonement and sacrifice. and gift on the cross, dying for us and rising again. It would dilute that. So it wasn't 12% Tom, Danny, and 88% Jesus. It wasn't 21% Tom and 79% Jesus. It's 100% Jesus only, 0% Tom. And I received the gift. I'm grateful. I'm so thankful. Where when I was in that mainline religion, it was do this, legalistically do that, achieve this, you've done that, now you're qualified to someday go to heaven. That is not of God. That is from the enemy, and it's not biblical. And Hugh Ross helped me to see that, Dr. Hugh Ross, and God lit my pilot light, Danny. You know what a water heater is, right? Mm-hmm. The old-fashioned water heaters, Danny. What do old-fashioned water heaters have? A pilot light, right?
Right.
Well, God lit my pilot light, Danny, inside my soul. He lit it, which means in English, he started it. He gave me the flame. He inserted, you know, the spark, especially the spark he inserted in my pilot light when he lit it in my water heater of my soul to search him and to seek him and to come after him. And Danny, I got to tell you this great verse. It's sitting on my desk right in front of me. Jeremiah 29:13. You will find me, the Lord says, when you search for me with all of your heart. And God gave me that faith and desire, motivated me by lighting my pilot light in my water heater of my heart to find him, to search him. And Dr. Ross was placed there in my life at 22, and he baptized me, Danny, at Sierra Madre Congregational Church in Sierra Madre. We have a joint friend, Dr. Roger Joe, as a dental practice just about 100 yards from that church and on Sierra Madre Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And since then, everything in my life has changed.
You are a changed man, and your focus in your career has been in finances, financial management, serving people,
yes,
speaking, writing about topics relating to finances. And yet that, in line with what you're speaking about in your own personal life, your relationship with Jesus Christ, that intrigues me, how the Lord has brought those two together. And we've got to hear more. We've got to talk further about that when we come back from our break. Tom Meglia, a man who, as you can tell, passionately loves the Lord Jesus Christ. He has been enlightened, you might say. The eyes of his heart have been opened to the things of God and the grace of God. The Lord has brought certain special people in his life, in this case, namely Dr. Hugh Ross, to minister to him. When we come back, you're going to hear more from Tom Meglia, a man who writes, speaks. He has a lot of passion, to say the least.
Yes.
But that passion comes from something much deeper than just working himself up. It comes from a passion that's from the Lord. And today, the Lord sends him to be with us to minister the hope of Christ in your heart in a particular area called finances. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
This now, get this. TheEconomyOfGod.com. TheEconomyOfGod.com. That's how you can get in touch with Tom Meglia. He's our guest today. In fact, Meglia Financial Consulting is a full-service, comprehensive financial consulting and investment advisory business. For over 34 years, Tom Meglia has been working closely with individuals, families, business owners, corporations, and nonprofit organizations, helping to determine the best strategies for their financial situations. And they specialize in personal financial counseling from a biblical perspective. Again, theeconomyofgod.com. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, our featured guest, Tom Meglia. Before our break, we were talking about how this man of God who lives in the financial world was touched by the Lord at the age of 22, and how God used really a genius mind, and the astrophysicist and now the legendary apologist, Dr. Hugh Ross, to direct and to guide Tom in the ways of Christ, in the way of the Lord's grace, and particularly Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace we have been saved through faith. That not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so nobody can boast, nobody can brag about it. Hey, to find out more about our program, or maybe you're tuning in right now, you want to catch the program in its entirety, you can get the podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Tom, government shutdown.
Yes.
This is a big thing that's on our headlines every day recently, and of all things, in the midst of what some are calling maybe hints or signs of economic turnaround from the Great Recession that we have all been touched by over the last several years.
Yes.
What kind of impact does a government shutdown have on us today? What should we be concerned about, and how should we respond?
Well, in the short term, any kind of a government shutdown type of talk or concern is going to hit the stock markets, Danny. Today, the stock market got hit pretty hard. The Dow was down 136, the S&P down 14. The NASDAQ technology sector was down about 37. So the markets have been kind of in a tailspin, because stock markets do not like turbulence. They like flat seas, not white caps and heavy waves of economic uncertainty, and especially politics. And I remember when the U.S. Credit rating got downgraded, about a year and a half ago, and that really hit the stock market at the time. because they had never before had a downgrade in their credit rating that I'm aware of, and that's not a good thing. So we have to, number one, always trust God. That Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is the key. We must trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. That includes my own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will set our path straight. The key with any Christian is that we're a child of God. He'll take care of us. We don't want to trust in stocks or money or real estate or any of that kind of thing. We ultimately want to trust in God alone. And we don't want money or anything like that to be an idol, because that would be an affront to God. However, we are called to be good managers and stewards of God's resources. So we need to be alert and have a, you know, an ear to the ground, Danny, a finger on the pulse of what's going on. And if this keeps up a whole lot longer, the markets are going to get worse. Consumer opinion will get more depressed and down and negative. And that could lead into some real problems. So it keeps coming back to being a good manager, having an emergency fund, being out of debt as much as we can, having some savings, living on a clean budget, being a good giver to God, but ultimately trusting in Him. That's what makes a financial plan different from a secular type of thinking. With the Lord as a Christian, we can make our plans, but we trust God for the outcomes, right? We don't trust in our own muscle or strength or wisdom. We trust in God for the ultimate plan, His sovereign will. And we obey Him, and we trust in Him because we know He'll meet our needs. Food, clothing, and shelter. The Bible talks about that. I wrote about it in my book, Knowing the Economy of God. And if any of your listeners, Danny, send me an email, I'll mail them a free book, Knowing the Economy of God. They just need to send me an email off our website, and we will send them a free copy of our book. It's about Scripture, and Scripture is about wisdom, and wisdom comes from God. We know that 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says all Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, training, rebuking, and correcting in righteousness, so the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. It doesn't say Tom's Scripture. It's God's Scripture. I just try to help people. I try to point people, Danny, to the Scripture. I just try to point them to the Scripture, point them to trusting God, and not in some kind of man-made government, because government will fail us.
Now, you live in the financial world, as
yes.
I've said before.
Yes.
In light of that, today, someone listening, is feeling a great deal of uncertainty. There is a welling up of stress. You know how stress causes us to think scary thoughts. We say things that might be regrettable. We might even do things. We're compulsive people. We're emotional people, emotive, and. So someone today who is sensing that, feeling that, as they're listening, God brought you here to share the things that you're sharing, what would you say to them in a time of financial feelings of discombobulation?
Anytime, Danny, we feel that anxiety, it's a test. God uses problems to test us. He uses it to change us. Look at you falling down that mountain. Remember that? And we read your book, Danny. It really encouraged us, inspired us. You had a terrible fall, but God used it. God uses stress, anxiety, tension, financial problems, job problems. He uses that, if we let Him, to be better, to complete us, to mold us. We also need to seek coaches. Danny, there must be some great financial coaches on your island that are Christian and will help guide people. Mm-hmm. The Bible says all through Proverbs to seek wise counsel. So if somebody isn't really great at mechanics or computers or gardening or finance, they need to seek counsel in those areas, whatever area. I'm terrible at mechanical things. I'm terrible at technology. So we hire people to experts in those areas. So finding a Christian financial counselor would be a good thing because that can help someone. But ultimately, each believer has to remember that Father God never wastes problems, their opportunities. He never wastes trouble, anxiety, tests. They're designed to help us in the long run if we obey and trust in God. Yeah, it can be scary. If the government keeps fighting with each other and Democrats and Republicans keep doing what they do and all that kind of thing, there could be a lot of trouble. And that's why people who are really concerned, like, what do I do now? They do need to seek out some counsel, Danny, on your island or one of the other more beautiful islands there and any of the islands in Hawaii. I mean, you know, we're going to Kauai in December, Danny. So, you know, come see me over in Princeville and we'll have lunch. But, there's ways out, Danny. There's, you know, just like King David, you know, he ran from Saul. He hid in caves. That's went over barren deserts. I mean, God still had a hand on him. God has not abandoned us. We may think he has or accuse him of it or feel that way, but he hasn't. That's why we have to obey God and trust in him. And when we read his word, we know that he promises to take care of his children. Children meaning any believer in Jesus Christ who's born again. You know, but to know that, we have to read his word.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, we have to believe it is God's word. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-inspired. So we have to be seekers. And, you know, it's okay to get upset with God at times, but I have. But God always works with me, Danny. He never lets go of me. He never says, Tom, I'm done with you. He's never lost his patience with me, Danny. And if I were God, I would have lost my patience with me. I would have. And, you know, that's why God is so wonderful. He never quits, Danny.
Well, I take that as a point of great refreshment. I've needed that reminder myself, and I'm sure, quite certain, that our dear listeners take that to heart as well. When you say there are ways out,
yes,
of the stockpile of burdens that are overwhelming us, and there is always hope in Christ. You also mentioned something about obedience to God.
Yes.
Obey God.
Yes.
Trust in God. To seek him in his word and follow him in his word. I think there becomes a point of tension because, and maybe sometimes that's why God allows us to go through very trying times, because we have to make a choice. And then when we realize that we are out of financial resources or out of ideas or out of whatever we thought we had put our hope in, we have to make a choice whether or not we will come back to him. And sometimes it's at those moments where our hearts are most open. And then God, at that point, begins to do things that we could never have thought he would have done, because then we're ready to receive that which God wants to pour out in our laps sometimes, or lead us through a very trying time that we didn't think we'd be able to make it through. Well, Tom, you know, obviously the things that you say comes from a father, a husband, as well as someone who has been trained, and you know, at the highest levels when it comes to financial planning, financial dealings, financial management. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, Tom, I'd like for you to share with us, perhaps maybe we can go and peel off a few layers and speak even on a more personal level of how the Lord has helped you through some difficult times in your life.
I can't wait. I am ready.
Because, you know, it's during those moments where we're like, in a way, we put on the gloves, so to speak, because now we're going to talk about the realities of life that hit all of us, even people of high financial acumen. But things hit us in life in various ways. Ways that we can all relate. And ways that we need the hope of Christ. And you'll bring it when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He's an author, consultant, entrepreneur, professional speaker. He wrote the book Economy of God, How to Apply God's Financial Principles to Your Normal and Everyday Life. He's married to Julie. They have two children, Melissa and Jonathan. But one thing I just love about Tom Meglia is that he's a down-to-earth man of God who is open to sharing the things that God has done in his life. And you're going to hear that in just a moment. To find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast for free, this and other resources. And to find out more about Tom Meglia and his business and the opportunities to connect with him, theeconomyofgod.com. Tom, tough times in life, we all go through it. Have you gone through it?
Oh, are you kidding? Where do you want me to start, Danny? I'll give you one. About 22 years ago, my first wife walked out on me with my daughter, Melissa, when she was 3 months old, and left a note on the kitchen countertop when I came home from work, drove off to Minnesota. I mean, that was devastating. I knew nothing about it. It was a shock. And, you know, I had loved that person very much and did not want a divorce under any circumstances. And there were no biblical grounds for divorce. And she left and I tried everything I could to repair it. She would have nothing of it. And it really was very, very hurtful, painful, difficult. About a year and a half later, the divorce was final. And I said to myself, Danny, I told myself to take a memo. You know what I mean by that? I said, you know how you sometimes tell yourself or make a promise to yourself? I said to myself, take a memo. Never get married again. Memo. Sign it. Stamp it in my mind. I am done with marriage. Forget about it. Because I tried everything I could, committed. And, you know, when you have heartbreak, it's pretty painful. So, you know, I just said, forget it, I'm done. And I have a pretty strong will, Danny. And God's will is stronger. And he broke me of that a few years later, brought Julie into my life. And it was so clear that that was going to be my new wife, my future. And we have a really wonderful son, Jonathan, from that. And Julie's a great wife, a great lady, loves God. She worked at World Vision for 10 years in Monrovia, California. Strong Christian. And, you know, it's amazing. Because anytime you say, God, I'm never going to do this again. Well, guess what? The Lord had a different plan. And God's plan is the best plan. And Jeremiah 29:11-12, Danny, says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good, for your good, for a hope and a future, not to harm you. And God was right. That verse is true, and it played out in my life. And it's amazing, because had my first wife not done that, I never would have met Julie and had Jonathan. And they are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But I never would have known that. So what I did, I obeyed God, even through the divorce. I tried to get back together with my first wife up until the very end. So I think God blessed that integrity to try to stay married, because God created marriage and wants us to stay married and to commit and keep your vow. And I tried. So it's amazing, Danny. That was a really hard, painful time. You know, I went to counseling for a couple of years to work through all the dynamics. And look at me, Danny. I'm here now. I'm still here. 57. I'm 57. I'm still around. And the Lord blessed me. And Julie and I have been married 19 years. And then there were lessons and tests and molding and shaping. And it's like, wow, 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 wow.
What kind of lessons, shaping?
What do you think of that, Danny?
Yeah, what kind of lessons? You said lessons, moldings, shapings that God gave to you during that time.
Well, you know, God was telling me, I'm going to use this for your good. But we got to work out some of the junk out of your system, some of the stuff that needs to be, you know, the dross. Like in Malachi, it talks about the silversmith getting out the dross in order to make the silver pure. And God does that. He uses refiner's fire. There's a great hymn called Refiner's Fire. Beautiful hymn, Danny. And it's so true. God uses his refiner's fire to take out the sin, the dross in us, to shape us for good, for a good thing, not a bad thing. It's like a dad with a child. And God does that rightfully because he loves us. And there's no way I could have predicted all of this, Danny. It's impossible to predict all of this. When I first got married a long time ago, I mean, I never would have thought it would have ended in divorce. And then all that pain. And then getting remarried. I mean, it's like, wow. But I can laugh about it now, see, where before I couldn't. And that's how God heals you, too. God heals the brokenhearted. The Bible says it. I believe it, and that settles it, and it's true. So there's one for you.
How did your
relationship... There's one thing, Danny. Want more?
How did your relationship with Melissa, continue on through the years? I mean, seeing that your first wife had taken her, she's what, 3 months old?
Yes, she took her back to St. Paul, Minnesota, and I went to Ontario Airport in Ontario, California, which is about 20 minutes east of Glendora, where I lived, and I flew on Northwest Airlines every month for many years to go see her. And I'd stay at the local hotel and take her to the Mall of America, which was, at the time, the largest mall in the United States. And we'd go to Camp Snoopy, and I'd just try to be her dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I went out there every month, Danny. I did what I had to do.
Every month?
Every month for, what, 6 years, 7 years? And then she was old enough to come here a little bit, so we would switch off. 1 month she'd come here, 1 month I'd go there, and that kind of thing. But we just did what we had to do to stay committed, and Julie would come with me. And in the winter, it was pretty incredible, Danny. It got below zero in Minnesota.
Hard to imagine that from Hawaii.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it was scary at times to visit her in Minnesota. Driving those roads in negative 10 degrees, that was wild. But you know what, Danny? We were committed to Melissa, and you know, God made a way is all I can say. I give God all the credit. That's why God gets all the glory. Isaiah 42:8, God will share glory with no man. Isaiah 42:8. And that's why God gets the glory, Danny.
You know, when we have relational moments that are shocking, that's something that people can relate with as they're listening to you today. Yeah, they know it. Someone has their own stories to tell, and now you share yours, and all of a sudden it doesn't seem so abnormal. There's a certain level of comfort that goes with it, especially someone who is of a high profile like yourself in the business community, in the media world, and in the financial world. Tom, sometimes we have other things that go on in our lives, too, that are really beyond our control when it comes to our health.
Yes.
Has anything like that ever impacted you?
Yes. I had retina problems in my eyes and glaucoma problems in my eyes, and still do, since about 91. That's 12 years. I had two really tough retina surgeries, Danny, and my left eyeball would not open for 7 months after that retina surgery. That affected my job. I was talking to clients upside down because the pressure in my head had to go downward after the retina surgery, and I could not have my head upright because to keep the retina down after surgery, you have to face straight down into the floor. So that was hard to do my job, and it was scary too because if that retina surgery didn't work, I could have been disabled with only having one eyeball that worked correctly. So that was a real tough thing. I've had seven eye surgeries. And my eyes are good, but, you know, you also are tested, Danny, because what happens if things don't go right? And what you have to do is say, God, if things don't go right, I still trust in you. But if I lost my vision in my left eyeball, that could have been a real problem for my job because I can't drive that way. And I do a lot of driving in my job, my consulting career. And that was pretty tough. And then I had the right eyeball that had to have the retina repaired, and then the cataract surgeries and cryo surgeries and other procedures, and then the glaucoma. So, but you know, Danny, that was an opportunity, really, to trust God. Tests are opportunity. You know what I'm saying? They're tough. Believe me, they're tough. But they're also opportunities to trust God.
It seems like these adversities, Tom, have really driven you closer to the Lord.
Oh yeah.
Whereas it is very easy, I think, where when we face adversity, it could cause us or we choose to go away from the Lord for some strange reason. Obviously, that the way to go is back to Christ or closer to Christ, which
right.
you've done. But so many, myself included, have at times chosen to try to take things on my own or on our own. And eventually, in my case, I've been broken and I come back to the Lord eventually. But I want you to speak about that, you know, coming back to God, why it's made such a difference in your life and why coming back to Him quickly or drawing near to Him in the midst of pain, in the midst of struggle has meant so much to you. And when we come back from our break, Tom, one more thing. As you share about that, I'd like for you to minister to our listener. Pray for them. Let's spend
sure.
some time praying for their finances, praying for their God to work in them what He so wants to do. Because you have a way. When you say things, sometimes even things that are hard for us to live through, when you say it, there's a hopefulness to it. There's a grace that the Lord has given to you. And I'd like for you to share with that same spirit as you have in so far in our program. When we come back from our break, more from Tom Meglia, a man who knows what it's like to have 7 eye surgeries, to have to speak to clients in an upside down position because of the pressure on his eye. A man who knows what it's like to be divorced, to come home and see a note on the kitchen countertop and his wife has taken his daughter away. But not only to go through it, how to recover in Christ. He'll share more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenna Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
To have compassion with your fellow man. You've got to go through some tough times yourself. God, in His purpose and in His way, often allows us to go through that so that we can reach others. And in reaching them, it's important to connect with them, for them to understand that you understand, for them to know that you can relate. And that's the story of our guest today. His name is Tom Meglia. Tom is a financial expert. He does that for his career. He's been doing that for, you know, over 34 years and has been successful in his business. He's a professional speaker. He's an entrepreneur. He's an author. But he's a man of humility and grace as he shares the things that God has done in his life through relational challenges, relational pains, and now the Lord has restored him, and he's married, he has a healthy family, and also he's able to see with his own eyes because of, through seven surgeries, God has done marvelous works in and through him. But Tom has shared about difficulties. And I asked Tom if he would minister to you and to me. Would he minister to us? This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Find out more about this show. Get it in its entirety, the whole podcast, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. If you want to stand with us as a financial partner, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click partners. And if you're wanting to find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. Tom, in these remaining minutes, what would you say as a parting shot to someone who's going through a difficult time right now? What would you say?
I would say, number one, they're not the only one. Everybody goes through stuff sooner or later, backwards or forwards. It's going to happen. The key is how we respond. We have to remember, we must not turn our backs, Danny, on God. He has not turned His back on us. He will not do that. But we have to put our love and trust and faith in Him. And we have to remember the reason we do that is because we know that God loves us. God loves us so much. He is a Father God. Even if our earthly fathers fall short, our Father God in heaven loves us perfectly and supremely and will not let go of us. We must seek the Lord and His wisdom and people like yourself, Danny, that love God and will coach and counsel people towards the Bible and the Lord. And there's hope. I didn't think there was hope after the divorce and other things in my life, medical stuff. And, oh, my gosh, Danny, you just want to give up. You just want to quit. But God doesn't quit on us. So we need to endure. Jesus said to endure. We need to do that. We need to hang in there and work through the storms and find Christian men and women that will come around us and alongside us and be there with us and for us to help us. I do that now, Danny, with divorced men. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the first 13 verses, talk about the comfort God gave me in my suffering so that I will someday comfort others that go through the same thing.
Yes.
So that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13 verses. It's amazing. That's an incredible piece of passage of Scripture. So God is there. Don't turn your back on Him. Do not quit. I know it's hard. Sometimes we feel like it, but we must not lean on our feelings, Danny, and our emotions. You know, we got to lean on Scripture. Emotions can be difficult. They can be deceitful. We cannot trust emotions. We've got to do the right thing. And that's why when we go to church, we can find people that also, like believers, that will help us. They'll hold us up. Remember that guy in the Bible, Danny, where his friends lowered him through the roof on a stretcher and Jesus healed that guy?
Yes.
Well, there's people out there that'll lower you through the roof on a stretcher.
Great. That's great.
And Jesus will help and bless and heal and comfort.
Tom,
just like that part of Scripture where, you know, the man on the stretcher couldn't even move. So his friends, you know, there was a big old crowd, right? So the friends had faith in Jesus, and they were creative. They lowered him through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
an ingenious and creative way to get his healing, and Jesus did it. So,
Tom, you're a man of the word. You're a man of prayer. We've got about a minute and a half. Could you pray? Pray
yes.
for our dear listener.
Oh,
yes.
I'd love to. Lord, I pray right now, Lord God, Danny also prays. We pray, Lord,
yes.
for every listener to this program, any place, on the internet, all over the world, in Oahu.
Jesus.
We pray for anybody that is hearing this, Lord, that you would touch their pilot light in their heart and mm-hmm. soul and light it. And if they know you, Lord, that you would draw them to you and your scripture, Lord, that they would be encouraged with courage and wisdom to seek your word, Lord, through their difficulties, their trials, seemingly hopeless stuff that it just by a human's eyes, Lord, can't be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But by your love and wisdom and promise, Lord, can be repaired. So we just pray right now. I pray, Lord, for blessing and healing, especially healing, Lord, of mental issues, mental sicknesses, physical and medical sicknesses, for anyone listening right now that needs a healing.
Yes.
And a blessing of jobs, maybe a better relationship with their family, marriages. And we just thank you, God. We know you're faithful. And we just pray right now, Lord, for each listener, regardless of where in the world, we just pray for each one right now, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name and love and power.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Amen. Tom, you are a blessing from the Lord. And I thank you for your generous spirit and your heart of compassion and love for people and giving the time, your valuable time, sharing to join with us today. That means a lot.
Thanks for having me, Danny.
And may the Lord continue to bless you and Julie and Melissa and dear Jonathan as your family continues to grow in the grace of God.
Mm. Thank you, Danny, and your ministry and your family also, and the good people on your island that, you know, they would get to know you better. And your book is fantastic, Danny. We read it as a family, and
well,
it really ministered to us. So we thank you, too.
Thank you, Tom. I hope, as you've listened today, that you've been encouraged by the very heartfelt sharing from Tom Meglia. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support and make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Proverbs 13:11 says, money that comes easily disappears quickly, but money that is gathered little by little will grow. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Tom Meglia. Find out more at theeconomyofgod.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.